Today is Tuesday, 8th of September, the second day in our week of prayer. King Jesus, I enter into your throne room now to intercede for the sake of this world. Fill my heart with faith, hope, and love to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Isaiah 57, verse 14 to 21. And it shall be said, build up, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. And also with him who is of contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of life that I made. Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry, I struck him. I hid my face and was angry. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace, to the far and to the near, says the Lord. And I will heal him. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet. And its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
As Jesus expressed in his greatest sermon, God's heart goes out to those who are poor in spirit, who thirst for righteousness, and to those who mourn. I take a moment now and ask you, Lord, to bring someone to mind that is in a tough place. Lord, I ask you what you might want to do in their life, and I give words to this now in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, your heart goes out to those who are cast down. I pray for a breakthrough of your kingdom to heal, to restore and revive what the enemy has brought down. Amen.